Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Author and educator Terry Kirby Erickson has been one busy poet this spring with appearances at the Shepherd Center, Community Arts Cafe, Asheville Word Fest, and Moxville Women's Club poetry reading for nationally syndicated columnist Sharon Randall's program. Terry's also been busy collecting awards. So far this year, her most recent book of poetry, In the Palms of Angels, won the 2012 Nautilus Silver Award for poetry, and it won the 2012 Next Generation Indie Book Gold Medal. Not bad, and the year is still young. You'll find links to Terry's latest readings and book signings on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. And in the meantime, here's my interview with Terry we taped shortly before her book release, reading and signing party for the award-winning In the Palms of Angels.
Well, there's a fishing poem in all my books, at least one, because I love to fish. And I particularly love to fish at the beach off the pier. So I used to go fishing with my dad when I was a little girl, and I still love it.
Do you fish for anything in particular, or just whatever you catch?
Whatever. I'm happy if I catch a boot, really, you know. I mean, I'm just so happy. But if I am catching a lot of fish, like that whole two at a time thing, you cannot pull me off the pier. I will not leave.
I want to move on to our fisherman.
Okay.
Shrimp boat captain.
Uh-huh.
And this poem, by the way, won first place poetry, Carteret Writers, 19th Annual Writing Contest. And I can see why. It's one of those poems you read one time and it's just ingrained. I thought I'd just carry that little memory around with me. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Shrimp boat captain. The craggy-faced shrimp boat captain keeps a pinch of chewing tobacco between his lip and gum, wears faded blue overalls and a ball cap. Early mornings, you'll find him lumbering down the road towards an old wooden pier, carrying a cooler filled with ice, a fishing rod slung over his beefy shoulder. Tackle swings like a pendulum behind his back until he reaches his favorite bench, close to the end. He pulls a bag of shrimp from the cooler, baits his hooks, and casts his line as far as arthritis allows. Sits there until noon, either catching fish or not. It's all the same to him. It's the sun and wind and rain he's come for, the view of shrimp boats headed out to sea, crews tiny as toy soldiers. He can hear the cries of hungry gulls, feel each vessel's pitch and toss, though he is captain of nothing now, save his own soul. And what his soul wants is to keep his body close to water, until the moon captures him in her net and lifts it with cool white hands into the starry sky.
I really like that one.
Thank you. I like that one too because it reminds me of many days of fishing.
I love any poem that has the beautiful imagery that you create at the end and also the word beefy in it.
Uh-huh.
I love beefy.
Oh, me too. I like that image too because it immediately, you know, brings that man into focus, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah, beefy shoulder. That, mm-hmm. I mean, I know him.
That's poet Terry Kirby Erickson. Her Nautilus Silver and Next Generation Gold Award-winning book of poetry is titled In the Palms of Angels, and it's out on Press 53. You'll find links to a copy at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.